I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. Political tensions are rising in Kenya following 7 days of change. Rob Myers of Dora International describes the situation.
There's a push to revamp the system and make some substantial changes, and there's obviously a lot of tension related to that in the country, and that tension is palpable. People can feel it.
Please pray for a lowering of the political heat in Kenya. 4 deaf communities were supposed to get portions of the Bible in sign language at a Dora event this Saturday.
This was a really important celebration for us, but we felt like given the level of tension that was on the ground, it would be best to delay the celebration until some of those tensions were resolved.
For more background to the story and ways you can be praying and involved, just head to missionnews.org. It's been more than 2,000 years since Jesus gave the Great Commission, yet an estimated 46 million people still have no access to the gospel.
We take very seriously the call of Jesus. His last words to us were to take the good news here, there, and everywhere. Jerusalem, Judea, the uttermost parts of the earth.
That's Reach Beyond's Wayne Peterson, who represents the International Alliance for the Unreached. But what exactly does it mean to be unreached? Peterson explains that groups that are less than 2% evangelical believers are considered unreached. But God is working. In fact, 70% of the gospel expansion has taken place in the last 100 years. If you'd like to be part of the work, learning how to help reach the unreached, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.